Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai, and welcome to another Chabura in Iyun, in the Sugis of Hanilmadim in the Daf Shavua program. Thanks to my partners for enabling this. This week's Sugya is, I would say, very gratifying and near and dear to anybody who has this chus of learning Torah with people, because the title of the sugi is Masha Zoichim Al Yidei Shemalamdim Torah La'acherim. What a person is Zoichet to through learning Torah La'acherim. I want to say this now at the beginning, and I'll say it again at least one more time, that the schus of learning Torah La'acherim is not limited to what we would consider to be major league Talmid Chachamim. Everybody, as we'll see in some of the Lashonis and the Pelayayats and otherwise, has the opportunity and therefore the chiyuv to learn with other people. It may not be an ability to reach scores, hundreds, or today, given the technology, thousands of people, but nevertheless, the chiyuv of lilmoit taira ulalamda is an essential part of the mitzvah chiyuvis of Talmud Torah, and therefore it's negated to every single person. One should not look at this title and say, this is not negated to me, as we'll see. Let's start with the Gemara in the Sugya and Daf Nun Hei, where the Gemara says, famous drasha, Umi midbar matano mitano nachaliel, umi nachaliel ba mois. So the Gemara darshes this pasuk in Shira Sabe'er, kibin sh'ayis adem is atzmai kemidbar, shuhu mufkur lakayel, Tyrell Nitnulai Minatana, Shinam Matama Nakh, Shines Matana Nakhli Kale, Shinam Natanis Nakhli El, Kishnachl El, Ailo the Gdula Shinam Nakhli Obamais, be Atma Kajborho Mashpilai, Shinema Obibame Sagai, Light, Shaken Isa Bikarka, Shinevar Mashkafa Opi Shimoin, Atkan Sugya Sagamar, which talks about the schus, opportunity, and then, frankly, dangers of being melamed Torah L'Acherim, because, after all, you could end up in a position where, if you don't do it correctly, sorry, I have to plug my computer in, if you don't do it correctly, you will be subjected to negative tight size. Adkan Sugi Sigmara, well known in Gadata. Everybody has heard or seen this before, if no other reason that you need to. It comes up, of course, when you are Maver Sedra and Parshas Chukas. The Rush explains, Lashon Shehu, small piece of Rush on the right side, if you can possibly make it bigger. What is Mufkar Lakayo? The Lama Tairasei Lakoil, three words. Taisvis, as it often does in Masech Tzadarim, that you know, follows up the Rush and says more or less the same Pshat. So we have Taisvis in the Rush, Rabbi Sena Shaba Ashkenaz telling you that the Pshat in this Gemara is that there's a Chiyuv to teach Torah, to be Mulama Torah, to Klal Yisrael. The Mefarish takes it one step further in the Ramashkal Kamidbar. And he says, Shumufka Lachayel. Mefarish adds that there is a stipulation here that the Torah be taught Bachinam Lachayel. So we have here a Chiyuv to teach it, and a Chiyuv to teach it Bachinam. Rabbeinu HaMe'iri explains this Madrega, and he says the ability for somebody to be Mashpia Torah to a third party is the fact that the Torah has a kiyum l'olamei olamim, and the way this happens is by it being transmitted. Mimadregas ha'chachma v'achreinu shebehem hu la'ashpia mechachmasei l'zul asai. L'zul asai is the Lashon Kodesh word for third party, to someone else. V'hihi ha'me'amedes v'amakayemes Torah l'emdia. This transmission, Torah is not, unlike other disciplines, a closed a closed esoteric intellectual discipline, which is it's not some sort of a astrophysics where there are only a few people in the world who understand this. No, absolutely not. The Torah was given to us with the understanding that it would be learned and, as importantly, taught to other people. And this is what's Maimed de Torah. And he Miri bases this on this sugya. And he quotes the entire Gemara. And the site of the Torah is its ongoing teaching and transmission. Zok Rabbeinu Chasam Sofer, what does it mean that the Torah was given to a person? Bimatana. So he explains that the fact that the person has Talmidim, and therefore he's limited to other people, and he's mafkir atzmai kamidbar, because he gives away from his opportunity that he could be learning on himself. He could be improving his limited Torah, but he gives away this opportunity to be melamda lacherim. This does not go unnoticed by the Rabbi Shlalem, who is in charge. And the Rabbi Shlalem rewards this Talmud Chacham by giving him more Koyach, Bina, Seichel, and understanding in the realm of Limud HaTorah, and he is able to grow into such a position where he never would have been able to get that and be zeiched that by Limud Atzmai. Beautiful Chasam Sofer. Let's see it inside, please. Some Sefer in his Chiddushim and Shas, you have to be a bucky to be able to pull out the drashos of the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer L'Torah are, I guess, easier to find if you're looking for the Chasam Sofer's classic drush. But obviously, he's mefarish the Agadotas and Shas too, and this, as we'll see, is not an Agadotha. Nearly the mash nitle matana. Why is the Torah given to a Talmud Chacham be matana? Pirush, make this so, and we'll get to the next page. Let's enlarge it. By teaching it, a person is zeiche to know more than he would otherwise be zeiche to. I was thinking about this morning when I was davening, and then as we said, Ahava Rava, it seemed to me that this is the pshat. The bracha of Ahava Rava, what we asked Rabbi Shlalem, the same libeinu bina lahavin ulahaskil. Lahavin is to understand it. What does lahaskil mean? So the mefarshei hatfila have different pshatim in the difference between lahavin and lahaskil. But imtim slimer that it's on different levels. Lahavin is to understand, which we daven for, and not to chanantanu, to be able to understand straightforward the schus and the level that you are zeichet to, and you were given your amount of yegiah that you did learning on your own. This is the level of understanding that you would be able to achieve in Torah. But then the nusach of the bracha goes on after lish las lakayim, which of course is that Torah has to be on menas to be al menas makayim. We go on to add, very tellingly, So even before the Lishmar Lassus Alikayim, there is a bracha there for Lil Amed. And Me'odi, I always used to marvel at this, because who are we to be able to ask the Rabban Shalalim in this seminal, important bracha, which is the Mafteach to all Bakashais in Limud HaTorah, which is further than Mafteach, everything that we have in our life, that we should be Zeichel to Lil Amed. Lil Amed, I understand. Everybody can learn anything ranging from Daf Yomi to the greatest level of Ian in Masechtas Negayim VaYeholos. But Lil Amed, why should I be Zeichel to be able to teach it to other people? So the answer is, as we saw earlier in Rabbi Seino Rishayna, the basic pillar of Yiddishkeit and Torah is its ability to be nilmad la'acherim, and therefore everyone has to understand that lilmad la'amed is paired together. But you'll say, how is it possible for me to be a melamed Torah? Says the Chasam Sofer, I'm going to offer you a bonus. What's that bonus? The bonus is that if you learn Torah, you will be zeicha to heights in Torah that you would not otherwise be zeicha to. Zakta the Chasam Sofer. Shekadosh Baruch Hu naisein lai. Give me a second, I lost the nicely matana magali rosa taira. Vinasa kamayan hamasgaber. Oh, you went too far. You went too far. Please, you went too far. You cut it off from me and my screen at the top. A little bit more. Freeze. Delushan always. Ach efsha shiasa gaim yishkach macher. Kamatana masla hauser. This is obviously a perennial problem. You'll learn it today, but you'll forget it. Wow, what a beautiful haftacha pshat by the Chasam Sofer. That person is zeicha to lila made. He's given gifts, the gift to understand and the gift to retain. Why is it understanding? Why is retaining such an important part of this bracha? So first of all, beyond the fact that a person is supposed to remember the Torah that he learns, obviously, practically and programmatically, you can't give it over unless you remember it. And you know, I can tell you from personal experience that the Torah that you get a chance to learn with other people is the one that, because beyond the fact that you prepare it at a higher level than it was just talking to yourself, it stays in your mind. And because most Magid Yashir get a chance to say the Torah that they teach to other people more than once, by definition, they have to remember it. Because how are they going to get to next year's Parsha when they want to re-explain this Vart, maybe in greater depth, maybe not? They have to remember it. So that's a cheli from the bracha, Zakhtu Chasam Sofer. Zakhtu Marsha, what is Nitin Loi Batana? This Yisai doesn't forget it. There's a shikha inherent in anything in our life. But Rabbi Shalom gives him a bracha that he doesn't forget it. How do we know that? The template for that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Of all people, Moshe Rabbeinu was also, as a human being, subject to shikha. And how did he fight it? Let's see the Marsha inside. We're in Dan Yankov. Did we skip to Marsha? There you go. Zok to Marsha. My dechsev matana matnil. This print of the Dan Yankov very conveniently puts the Agadas Marsha. The Dan Yankov, of course, is a sefer which is dedicated to Agada, and the Agadas Marsha is one of the Amudei Tavach of Pirush of Agadas and Shas, and the Marsha is printed on the side. Beautiful. This is the lashon of the Targum Unkelus. That's if it was just given as a nachla. Galomi krab abeir matanat feimin aman. Can't be talking about the actual be'er, can't be talking about the actual water, can't be talking about the actual man. It's an allegory to the Torah. Kivin shayisat matzik midbar, the hainish l'tamudim is kain b'yaday. V'hachi mefarish per ketzin ma'avar m'gemar in Erevin. Gav v'mayisha shabatchila yalami Torah m'shakcha. He would teach Torah, learn Torah, teach Torah, depending how you read that word, loimed or limed. ומשחת שניתנו לה במתנה, ואימר משנית לה בין זה שמסקיימס בידי. נחלה, כי אל שאודם שיזק לכך נקרא נחס השם. יקח לך בנחל עשה. Nick Nach the Shem El Gdulash and Achnil Bomais, and the Marsha gives psukim which are tied to each level which the Gemara talks about until he gets to Im Hagbi Atzma Yosem Yidai, which is the downside of all this. So the Marsha also says that the side of the bracha to the Melami Torah is that he is somehow immunized from Shikcha. Iyun Yaakov has an arichas here, and he says the yisoid of the bracha of lilmaid ululamid lacherim is that it's a partnership between the malamid and the laimaid. Each of them are zeichet to higher madregas than they could if they were not learning in such a duality. And one of the things that they're zeichet to is shikcha. Going to bend. Afatim bechinam ter nitn le matana. The last narrow line. Kadesh leishkach oisa. Kemaisha kisil el. This is obviously a hataka of the marsha. Shatam adalach. Admei lamdeni ter malam de ter mer eni shneihem Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Farish gemar tamura. When a person learns with somebody else, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mayor the ene of both, not just the Talmud. You learn a secular subject, the Talmud learned something from his teacher. You learn the Torah, both of them learn. And it goes into the incredible madrega that you can get learning from other people that you get mechilas avinus. What a beautiful pshat. Okay. The Kali Yeretz has a beautiful essay in which he addresses the issue that I raised earlier. Why does a person not have a taina that he can't learn with other people? Because that's mimayet, his only mood. So the Kali Yeretz discusses this in the context of a very common situation. You have to learn with little children, your own little children. And by definition, that's taking away from your ability to shteik. Yet, that is a chelik integrali of the mitzvah of limud ha-tayrish and mam d'l'banecha. All of mitzvah's Talmud Torah is learned. According to Rabbeinu Aram, Menachos Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of shenam d'l'banecha. Kain, ish ha-shu tav reya, shivcha shtar, v'sarei olav yicha, v'nafshei teichel, atchel yizach li yishchel, k'yishu yizmedish, yachal shnef banav yim shenaf shal kol banav. V'pachas achmi yitamid chachem. At least one. V'pachas b'chas l'yinech v'shiyam aretz, el yedei sev from leim yiretz Hashem. V'lein nefesh of banav, v'vadro kim al nafshai, shvach dut shmasei, k'rabat el shayisim abanav aviyem, b'yayisim l'vicham ha'yedei teras, v'dasim ha'shem yizbarach, Shamai. Tesh b'dacham is zihir b'chayavim b'chayim maisen. Tal k'yam maisen klash b'chaychelim l'menuchasim l'inishmasim. Pell Yeretz says that you want your children to be tamid d'chamim. Because if nothing else, it's in your own self-interest that it'll be ma'al yonishama. Eretz ma'al yonishama v'til maisen b'kol dinam ma'al maisen b'ma'al yis ma'al achar ma'al ad sh'yand b'chitash d'l tzadikim. K'mu b'kam maisen b'drashim. If a person would be able to come back, he says very stirringly, from the Eilam HaEmes, he would see a tzaddik gomer, and he would nicer nafshay to teach his bun of Torah. He says not only his children, everybody else. There's no difference in your own child and your ben chavar dov v'dov achad hu. Scroll down. Ois nachas v'yitzray. Ikra banim eim etamidim. Rabbi Pelletier says banim al tamidim. True that your children are actually first, but tamidim are a close second. The Leitayev says to Pelletier, it's in a very sharp musar dikavart, the next paragraph. Of Tommy Khom generates a little bit of name and Tommy Dikdam. There's diamond anchor bit of better, better, so last one. Khalam we emecha kamadaf and Gemara. So that's a real Rube to Russell. What can I tell you? So places man, yeah, it takes a long time. He says the Pelia, it's no, that's incorrect attitude. And it's better to learn with your child or even with other people's children. Because that is what the Bible wants. Look at the line which begins with who Yaisu, in the middle of line 8. Children. And he says, this chiv is for Ben Chaveri too. It's chelik of Gemilas Chesed. Tera cholocha sorchei on lamed b'neim. Tera frata meilei avli sayim merachem al nefesh aviyim. And later we'll be discussing the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. And we'll talk about how Gemilas Chesed has so many branches. This is another branch of Gemilas Chesed, to learn people who have no one else to learn with them, because that's even have kadima over the government, your own government of Holos. The seminal piece here, actually, too, this sugya is a mimer in the Mishnas Ravaran in the first chelik, towards the beginning of Mishnas Ravaran. And Ravaran says a very long Shavart. Let me summarize it for you, because I'm not sure how much of this you could learn inside. I'll try to first summarize it, and then we'll take some time out, because they also want to see what the Nitziv says in the Pasuk. This sugya. So Ravaran explains that a person who's learning, who's teaching somebody else Torah, really is connecting himself to the Klal HaUma. Why is that? Because the Torah belongs to Klal Yisrael, not to Pratyas. We know the Gemara about comes Torah delay, but in general, the Torah belongs to Klal Yisrael b'chlal. It's the neches of the Ummah HaYisraelis. If a person is willing to be mevatel himself to Klal Yisrael by teaching Torah to other people, then he doesn't have any personal zich. The metzias he has is no longer than metzias atzmi. He is just Klal Yisrael, because Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. By teaching the Torah to other people, he is representing Klal Yisrael. Memele, he's getting this incredible matana, which is that he is participating in the transmission of Torah b'chlalis to Klal Yisrael. That's what he says. And that's the maila of lama Torah to other people. Tzarech b'yar line 3. Mam shilu ha-Torah sin l'lam d'l'chol ha-hefkir kamidbar. Shomer alinu enav anir. Tzbal alim ha-Torah sha'ech l'klal ha-uma. You have to do things. Remember, Baron goes through Kedak B'Kaidish, an important mimer. Chazal, Medrash Rabba Midbar, scroll down. Don't have time to do this inside. And give you his sentences that are indicative of the power here in Ice Hay. Chaini b'Taira, the mulamdo l'chol echad mitaych mashava t'ahira over avura klal. Why are you teaching other people Taira? Obviously, you're teaching it because you want to fulfill some obligation that you have to Klal Yisrael. Who hefker v'ne atzmai, but nitin le'atayra b'matana en le'metzias ne'atzu shaych klal. He's a klal person. He is Klal Yisrael. Not an individual Rebbe teaching some young children. He is attached now to the entire corpus of Klal Yisrael. And says this is the Pshat Gemara. He donates his work and thereby his work himself to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he says, Shevet Levi with the Mulam Netaira were inspired to say that Klal Yisrael, not that Klal Yisrael gave them a gift out of the goodness of their heart. They were Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's like taking the money from one pocket and putting it to the other. The Levim were a chelik of you. And that's the yisayit of Melamda, that you attach yourself to the entire Klal Yisrael. Netziv explains the last pasuk. It's in Tshuvas Meshev Dover Chelik Aleph. Also a shtikla Riches here, which you can look at it in your leisure to look at the Mishnah of Aaron and the Tshuvas Meshev Dover. So let me summarize. He says the last part of the pasuk, Nachliel, he becomes a Nachla. What does that Nachla mean? He gets certain things that are unique to him. What's unique to him? Chidushei Taira, which this person was able to be Neschadish. Says in the Tziv that if you Mechadish Chidushei Taira, it becomes your, you become the Bailam of the Taira, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a Nachla, a gift, it belonged to you. These Chidushim forever belong to you. The Chidushei HaGrach that are at my table here now belong to Chaim Brisker forever. He was Zeichet to it. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have an obligation to share. He certainly does. That's what's drilled into us since we're children. You got to share everything. There is an inyan of the Torah becoming his personal neches, and then there's an obligation to make sure that everybody knows about it. Look down to the last two lines, and he's writing this halacha. Yachol harish neschus chedush l'mish yirtza. Refreeze vachnam yachol ad l'gamri. As his, you'd think that this was his property right. Zaktim at the netziv nishtazoy. Avol achar inen came, and still at the beginning of the paragraph. Eini nikra shalayel l'chinam l'mish yirtza. It's only shalai if he's willing to give it away. Avol kamar mershalav l'asim l'gamri shem mitzah limud l'am l'acherim. V'leil l'chavshon l'atzmai. And you go through various Gemaras here. Pick it up here in the middle of the line where it says, Vachinami Kedush Zatira. Dafagaf to Nikos al Shmai Shalom Achadish. About 12 lines down. There you go. You can teach and give it to a Yerushalayim when he wants. Dafkar shal yechol ibud cannot be lost. You have no bailim over the ibud of the Torah legamri. Very important, Meshav Dover. Can't be Menea, the Torah and Torah Sacherim, if you own them from other people. Okay, let's close here with a Shita Mikabetzis, which says that Oyla Gedula is the Hancholos of Tzvei Elamais. It's a very important yitziv. L'maisa l'alacha. Go ahead. Kimush and tell Terim and tell Nachal Shazecha v'zchus shalucha shnei l'maisa aylam hazeh v'aylam haba. I can't think of a more fitting way to end. Rabbi say, what a beautiful collection of Bar Mekaymas on the midst of Lumet HaTorah. We'll see everybody next week. We're going back to a more Lamdish aspect, but savor this and understand that everybody has this chus of Lumet HaTorah. Learning with the children, learning with the chavrusa, also teaching other people, and then aspire to be able to teach people on a bigger scale, and that way you'll be zeiche to shnei lomais. Okay, next week we'll talk about isra nichush, an important halachic issue. Everybody have a good week. Yeshachayach to my partners for enabling this.